This is Scott Becker with a brief episode of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're really going to talk about two things this morning. First, the House passing this $2 trillion social spending bill and so forth. And second, the movement of pension funds towards more private equity exposure. So the first issue, the House passes $2 trillion spending bill. And it's really fascinating to watch on a variety of levels. First, it still has to pass the Senate, and there's lots of back and forth expected in the Senate. Second, there's pieces in it that are clearly not budget reconciliation pieces that they know are going to get knocked out in the reconciliation process. So trying to pass this reconciliation where they only need 50 votes plus the vice president's votes. And so to do that, it's got to be strictly based on budget, at least supposedly to be in budget reconciliation, not have to worry about the 60-vote filibuster. Third, it includes putting back in state and local tax deductions, which are very popular in high-cost, tax-cost states like New York, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, and so forth, because they allow wealthier taxpayers in high-tax states to itemize. So it takes some of the bite out of being a high-tax state if you're able to reduce that by 40%. So if you're paying a very high tax bill, like in California, 10% in some places or more, or New York City, more than 10% in some places, with state and tax local deductions, it really feels more like 6% or 5%, which is a more manageable tax rate than the 10 or 12% that it is. And so these state and local tax deductions, and being able to deduct them, is very important to expensive tax states and to high-income taxpayers. There's a great article this morning where it says basically that 88 to 90% of the benefit of putting these deductions back in will go to the wealthiest 10% of taxpayers. Now, in some ways, that's misleading because when you look at truly look at tax policy, a huge percent of the taxes are paid for by the top 10 and the top 5% of income earners. And so almost no matter what you do, any tax benefit deduction or addition is going to disproportionately fall on that 10% of taxpayers. So like the Republican concept, oh, this is really a savings for the wealthy, may be true, but it's true of almost all tax policy, which is something like 40-50% of people in our country don't pay federal income taxes at all. And the vast majority of income taxes are paid for by the wealthiest people. So when the Republicans criticize this as a tax break for the rich, it is true, but it's almost true of almost all tax breaks anyways, because that's who pays most of the taxes. So there is a statement in one of these articles, the SALT tax largely favors wealthy voters who itemize their deductions. But that's true of almost any tax break, is just the reality of that. Finally, the Wall Street Journal had an editorial on this bill stating this morning, calling it the kamikaze Democrats. Pelosi and Biden march swing state district House members to the end of their careers. The concept being that ultimately this tax bill or this bill may not be that popular. I mean, there's plenty of people that are quite concerned the country is way over indebted as it is, that this will add to the federal deficit. So that's a very bad thing. And leave the nation more fragile versus anti-fragile. And in any event, the analogy was, at least in this Wall Street Journal editorial, and of course the Wall Street Journal bias is right, is that this would have a negative impact on Democrats in terms of the 2022 elections. And that's of interest. This passed with no Republican voters at all in the House, passed 220 to 213, and one Democrat voting against it. So we'll see what happens on this. The second story we're following this morning, I think, is just fascinating, is pension funds. Pension funds, in the effort to chase returns, to try and get to 7% returns, are constantly moving more chips towards private equity. The latest example of this was the Los Angeles County Employers Association. They raised their allocation to private equity and infrastructure and debt, private assets, illiquid assets, from 16 to 29%. What's fascinating also is most of these pension funds have some rule that they have to keep X percent of dollars in cash. Many of them are moving that rule down to a lower amount, and they're at all-time lows in terms of their cash on hand as they've sort of doubled down in public equity and private equity investments and made themselves a little bit more illiquid. And we'll see if this ends up having any impact at all in the long run, if stocks swing one way or the other, if the equity swing one way or the other. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We also encourage you to listen to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, which also you can find on Apple wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you very much.